In 2008, it was all love for Obama. 2 years ago, he was even a popular Halloween mask. Nothing scary about him. Listen to these 08 voters.
We are going through a major change now, and I'm very excited by that for our country.
Obama is bringing forth a lot of the ideas that we have wanted to be brought forth, especially in health care.
I've been motivated by a more global approach to his system now.
Yeah. Voter enthusiasm back then, though, is being more than matched by a bleary-eyed disillusionment that has kept a third of voters in 2010 on the fence and dampened the old enthusiasm.
They did the monster match. It was a graveyard smash.
Oh, this Halloween, the scariest gremlins are listless voters. Democrats are hoping it's not a Night of the Living Dead next Tuesday. On the Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Night of the Living Dead Democrats. Don't you love that? Friday, October 29th, Celeste Headlee is heading down to Washington to cover those Comedy Central Colbert and Jon Stewart rallies this weekend. Sitting in the big chair, Noelle King. Good morning, Noelle.
Good morning, John.
Longtime journalist, part of the Takeaway family herself. She produces this program. Noelle, these rallies in Washington, they're not a story. Why are
we? Well, look, you got 63,000 people signed up on Facebook saying they're going. I think the numbers make it a story.
A story, entertainment story or political story?
A little bit of both.
A little bit of both. That's safe. That's safe. All right, let's get a check at the top news stories. Confusion on the campaign trail in Florida as we hit the home stretch. Do Democrats think they might lose the Senate? Well, Politico broke the news last night that President Bill Clinton had asked Democratic candidate Kendrick Meek to drop out of the three-way Florida Senate race and apparently almost convince him, according to Politico. Clinton's spokesman has been confirming those reports, but candidate Meek says,
President Clinton did not ask me to drop out of the race. No one from the DNC. I mean, of course, there's been rumors going on, the White House. No one has called me and said, hey, you need to get out of the race.
Are we splitting hairs here? Joining us now, Michael Shear, chief political reporter for the Caucus blog at our partner, the New York Times. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
Any clarity you can give us here?
Well, I think what you have to look for, and I noted this last night when the story broke, is that there's a lot of very careful parsing of words. So what you heard Mr. Meek say is that Mr. Clinton didn't ask him to get out of the race. It's possible that the conversations were slightly different, but it's pretty clear from my reporting, and it looks like from everybody else's reporting too, that some sort of conversations did take place between Mr. Clinton and Mr. Meek, and between folks close to Mr. Clinton and Mr. Crist as well, Charlie Crist, the independent
right.
of the race.
Former Republican. Is the takeaway here that the Dems or some Democrats want Crist to win?
Well, yes. I mean, in fact, I think that, you know, Mr. Meeks is far back in the polls, and I think the Democrats are thinking, look, if Mr. Crist wins, he made it pretty clear in the discussions with the people in the Clinton camp that if he wins, he'll come to Washington and he'll caucus with the Democrats. And so there's, you know, one less vote they have to worry about if that were to have happened.
Better than Republican Rubio from their perspective. Michael Shear, hold on. We're going to talk with you in just a moment. Stay with us. We've been talking about campaign spending this election. House and Senate candidates have spent nearly $200 million since Labor Day to sway voters. National races aren't the only one where the cash is flowing, though. In state elections, at least $100 million of outside ad money has poured in. A couple of other stories. Government panel says contractor Halliburton knew its cement didn't meet industry standards, but used it to seal the Deepwater Horizon platform anyway. The U.S. government has announced the cost of its intelligence activities for the very first time. The tab for spy activities in 2010 comes to $80 billion. And in the past 15 minutes, North Korea has fired two rounds towards South Korea across their tense border. Naturally, South Korea fired back. A South Korean news agency says we'll be following that this morning. Asian markets mixed. European indices down. Futures down. The Dow gets underway at 11,113. The S&P opens at 1,183. The Nasdaq opens at 2,507. Coming up, Michael Shear and more politics.